for USA Radio News. I'm Wendy King. The president is engaging in a very public feud with Supreme Court Chief Justice John Roberts.
This was an Obama judge.
He was angry that another one of his immigration policies was put on hold by a federal judge out of the Ninth Circuit. And then a sudden rebuke in a statement from Supreme Court Justice Roberts, who said there's no such thing as an Obama judge. Harvard Law professor Lawrence Tribe once taught Justice Roberts.
He's a very careful, thoughtful, reserved guy. But like any human being, he's got his limits. And I think that this president exceeded them.
Undeterred, the president tweeted that the Ninth Circuit has become a dumping ground for lawyers looking for easy wins. Justice Roberts is a conservative judge who was appointed to the High Court by President George W. Bush. You're listening to USA Radio News.
There's no question you need omega-3s. But which form should you take? Fish oil or krill oil? Scientists have debated this for years. Luckily, there's a new solution to satisfy everyone. It's called Krill Omega 50 Plus. It combines ultra-pure fish oil and joint-soothing krill oil together in just one tiny pill. It's so powerful, it can promote the health of your heart and your arteries. And if that wasn't enough, it can also boost your joint comfort in just days. We're so sure Krill Omega 50 Plus will work for you. We'll even send you a free bottle to put to the test. The debate is over. It's not fish oil or krill oil. It's both. And now it's free. Just pay $4.95 for shipping and claim your free bottle. Call now. 1-800-399-6392. 1-800-399-6392. That's 1-800-399-6392.
Today I'm broadcasting in Chico, California, where the rain has been pouring all day. The campfire is now no longer the biggest threat. At Enlow Hospital, there are so many evacuees that triage has become very difficult. The town of Paradise was a retirement community before it burned. My uncle worked with the school district, and he told me the schools are working to be able to accommodate all the students who have been displaced from the fire. All Butte County schools and hospitals will be impacted far into the future. It will take years for the infrastructure necessary to be put in place. NFL quarterback and Chico native Aaron Rodgers has given $1 million to create the Aaron Rodgers NorCal Fire Recovery Fund. Rodgers wrote on his Twitter feed, "All the money goes to a great organization for the immediate needs and recovery efforts for the campfire in Paradise. The death toll from the campfire currently stands at 83. This is USA Radio News.
Hi, I'm Wayne Alaruth, the conservative warrior. My show War Now airs every day right here on USA Radio from 6 to 9 p.m. Eastern. I'm also the star of the Wayne Alaruth Show on Newsmax TV, reaching over 50 million homes. But my favorite role is speaker extraordinaire. I was opening speaker at many Donald Trump for President events. I speak at Republican, conservative, and college GOP events, and I'm available to be the star at your next event. Contact me to arrange for a Wayne Root keynote speech. Call toll-free 888-444-ROOT. That's 888-444-ROOT. Or email wayneroot@gmail.com.
Another magazine is going out of print. USA's Chris Barnes has details.
Glamour magazine eliminating its regular monthly print issue soon, and the move's not unexpected. Last year, owners Condé Nast reduced Glamour's print frequency to 11 issues a year, down from 12. Last January, the company installed a digital journalist in Samantha Barry to be the magazine's new top editor. As the year ends, Barry tells The Hollywood Reporter, quote, "We're doubling down on digital." Barry adds the magazine might continue to publish special issues moving forward, including its annual Women of the Year Award and topical issues about money and power. The web magazine will remain free until further notice. For USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
The Pentagon has been given the go-ahead by the White House for troops stationed along the U.S. southern border to use lethal force if they're threatened by any Central American migrant families. Military Times Pentagon Chief Tara Kopp explains the details.
Really the big thing here is that it also expands the authorities that troops would have while operating on U.S. soil. It allows them to get involved in detention of people and allows them to do seizure.
Take us with you on your mobile device and listen anytime at usaradio.com. Broadcasting in Chico for USA Radio News, I'm Wendy King.